This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, elegant listeners and viewers of Go My Favorite Sports Team. It's me, Tyler, your master of balls and holes. First of all, I just want to thank you guys for all of your support through Season 1 and Season 2 of Go My Favorite Sports Team. It's been a wonderful adventure, and I couldn't have imagined a better and more fun experience making a podcast and sharing it with you guys. So thank you guys for your support, for your jacuzzis, for everything that you have done to be there for this podcast and beyond. Thank you. But before I continue, I do have an announcement to make. Yes, season 3 is coming. That's not the announcement, but before you get concerned, there will be a season 3. But the announcement is merch is finally in the works. And while season 2 is coming to the close, and this is the last episode you will see of season 2, we will have a limited time exclusive season 2 merch for you to be able to purchase. So once that gets arranged and we can finally have the website up, I will let you guys know both on the Reddit and the Discord, but as well as on the podcast recording itself and on my socials. If you don't know where those are, I'm at apocalypto_12 pretty much everywhere. As a special thank you for all of your support, we did want to go ahead and flash back to all of your favorite moments. Well, maybe not all, but some of your favorite moments from season 2 of Go My Favorite Sports. Enjoy. Low elegant listeners,
you elegant listeners.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning.
That's not the intro. My name is Markiplier.
Hello, elegant listeners. Low elegant listeners.
Good evening, elegant listeners.
Good noon, good midnight, good whatever twilight time it is for you, elegant listeners. Low elegant listeners, and welcome to Go, My Favorite Sports Team. Welcome, elegant listeners, to this episode of Go, My Favorite Sports Team. If you couldn't tell, a lot has been going on behind the scenes. In fact, if you look at my co-host, he's looking a little bit different today.
Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier, and welcome.
Yeah. His classic intro that he just said is literally all he can say. Over and over and over again.
Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier, and welcome.
Anyway.
This person, Athena Muldrow, is accusing you of not knowing anything about snowboarding. Because the 1981 King of the Mountain snowboarding competition took place at Ski Cooper, the resort. That is the name of the mountain and not a person, which I should have caught a long time ago. Why would someone be named Ski Cooper?
You were the one that was like, wait, is this a person? And then you got me all confused.
Oh, I got you confused. Why would I get you confused?
Well, all right. So when I did my research, the way they worded Ski Cooper was as if it was a person. It was like they personified this resort in the article. So therefore, I had it like, and it was capitalized, which you do for resorts like people. And so when Mark was like, wait, is this a person? I started reading through my notes and it was like written like it was a person.
So what's even funnier about this post is they provided a picture as proof, but the picture,
tell me, you think this picture is a person? You think that's a person?
Literally.
I mean, it's literally a person.
The picture provided has someone snowboarding centered in there. I might think that that is Ski Cooper. Ski Cooper.
That's very clearly a person. There's not even like a mountain, there's no lifts, it just looks like flat snow trees and a person dead center.
It's not any way identifiable of a specific skiing place, because if you guys are picturing in your mind what a ski resort looks like, you know, snow, mountain, trees, that's this picture. The only difference is that there's a person in here. The Ski Cooper. People may have loved the love primer. Was it called the love primer?
No, it was the is dating a sport.
Oh, okay. Because that's basically what this jacuzzi says in front of me.
The love primer.
Literally, like, and I was like, that's a good name for it. Amethyst render. Love primer would be a good book for like a sex therapy book or like a learning to love in the modern age kind of book. But
yeah, it's how to reach orgasm and climax.
No, that is not what it was.
What? It's a primer on love. Isn't that? Oh, well, I guess that'd be a primer on love
necessarily
making.
Tied to sex. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
That's
okay.
Different.
Okay, that's fair.
That's different.
Yeah, yeah. Primer on love is how.
You pervert. This is a PG-rated podcast. Probably not.
There's no way.
But anyway, Amethyst Render said, jacuzzi on the love primer lacking an important reference. I am extremely disappointed. How dare you guys discuss the, quote, sport of dating and not once mention the age-old allegory of the baseball bases to the stages of a relationship. I went into this episode patiently waiting for Mark to make a witty joke about what his mythical fifth base would stand in for a relationship and was bitterly disappointed. Shame, Mark. Shame? No, this is supposed to be a jacuzzi against you. Not me. What did I do?
You didn't bring it up.
Wow, we got Tyler's true laugh there. No, I didn't even think about this. I guess this is egg on my face. What would the fifth base be in love? Because first base, it's
French.
What?
Yeah, so the way I've always done bases is it's the four Fs of friendship. French, feel, finger, fuck.
I hate that. I hate that you said that. Never say that again.
All right.
Because it's like making out was what I know.
Yeah.
My
French. That's French.
Is, you know, making out over the clothes, under the clothes, doesn't have to be that specifically. Oh, and then, you know, home run is, you know, sex.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So,
so what would the fifth anal?
Threesomes?
No.
Add more people.
No. Because threesomes, like, that wouldn't be for everybody. I'm not the type of person that has ever had, like, a fantasy about a threesome because I feel like it would be too much responsibility for me.
I think mine is more like, yeah, because you're trying to deal with multiple people at once, and it's like,
Deal with multiple people, and, like, you're juggling them in the air. Like, oh, no. And then a fourth person walks in, like, I can't handle it. I'm going to drop one. No, it's just like mythical fifth base is when you ascend 5 feet into the air, just like baseball, lightning shoots out of your fingers and your dick. Or respective genitalia.
Wait. The fifth base, maybe it's like some sort of major kink.
No, because that would be so isolating. Everyone has different kinks.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not going to do a kink primer, so
no,
I think we should probably move off from this jacuzzi a little bit.
This can't be right. There's a jacuzzi from Embarrassed Skill 2284 that says, Mark, you are a liar. I want everyone to know that you can't jacuzzi me. Jacuzzing me is against the rules that we have set out since the beginning of this podcast. But I'll read it anyway because it was just a mistake, so everyone can laugh and see how wrong it is. You are just hiding the fact that you have had the thoughts of how many points you would get for hitting people with your car. Of course, you would never hit someone with your car maliciously, but you know the thought has crept up in your mind at least once. There's no proof of this, and we want our jacuzzis to come in here with hard-hitting facts. Everyone, please rip this jacuzzi apart. There's no reason for these ghosts to be haunting us. Like, don't you agree, Tyler? This is ridiculous. It's jacuzzis about you.
I mean, you're accurate in the sense that there's no proof. They can't prove that you did do this in the past when you say you didn't. So, you know, unless somebody comes out like your brother or maybe your mom or somebody that's been around you a long time and heard it discussed in the car when you were driving or not driving, then yeah, they got nothing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, definitely no proof there. There's another jacuzzi here. Well, actually, this is a weird day. It's another jacuzzi about me. I don't know what the deal is here.
Oh.
From Guy Zabo. The skateboard ollie doesn't break physics. Mark, I don't know what kind of engineering you learned. Just everyone, so everyone listening at home knows, it's not about me. Jacuzzi is a very sacred task meant to criticize Tyler here for his misnomers and ill preparations. Don't know what kind of engineering you learned, so I won't assume you know it because it's more complicated than basic physics, and I don't believe every kind of engineer learns it at the first year. I took 4 years of engineering. I worked a job where I applied my engineering knowledge. I know much about physics. The skateboard can be launched in the air because when the human jumps, he creates a force larger than his own weight on the board, which is countered by the normal force. I don't think that there's... Okay, there's drawings. Wow. with actual equations here. Well, this is just scribble nonsense. These ghosts, they don't know where... It's like when you're dreaming. It's hard to read. You know, words don't really come out too good. This is a bunch of nonsense. Oh, assuming there's no friction with air. Well, we can't take anything that they're saying at face value. They're not even assuming friction exists. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, air molecules definitely slow you down. It's called drag. That's why cars are designed the way that they are, you know?
I know, right? Yeah, no, this is fine. Okay, all right. Well, there's some old good proof here. let's get the jacuzzis back to what really made them special about Tyler. All right, okay. You really slipped up last time. Really slipped up last and or the previous time after that, depending on when that episode was. You really goofed it, friend.
I'm sure I did.
You dared to call professional wrestling fake.
Because it is.
Oh, he doubles down on it. How could you?
All right, let's talk about a professional wrestling match. First of all, it is scripted. Everybody knows who's going to win within the organization. That's why there's no gambling surrounding it. Secondly, the punches, they don't hit them. There's mics underneath the mat to elevate the sound when they hit the arena and mat. They do things and they do actual stunts. They are stunt performers who are insanely athletic, and I will never discount the fact that they are athletes. By the definition. But pro wrestling is not a sport. It is sports ancillary entertainment. And the impact and the actual results and quote unquote competition is not real competition.
But here is where the points on the internet that I'm going to co-opt as my own and pretend like I actually know what I'm talking about really stick you to the wall. Because Danny Boy XV said, this jacuzzi goes out to Tyler, who had the audacity to call professional wrestling fake. While although it is scripted and match outcomes are predetermined, in no way is any of it fake. These athletes legitimately put their bodies on the line for our entertainment. For example, and most famously, when Mankind nearly died falling through the top of the Hell in a Cell match against The Undertaker, who was also wrestling with a broken foot. And last year when Cody Rhodes went through a full match with a fully torn pec. Just because it's sports entertainment doesn't mean these wrestlers don't risk their well-being on a weekly basis.
I mean, everybody risks their well-being every time they hop into a car.
You're equating hopping into a car for a daily commute to being thrown from the top of Hell in a Cell cage match?
Debatably, more people die in car accidents.
Unfortunately, we have to make a correction on a previous statement that we made. Apparently, the Swedish sex championship was a hoax.
Yeah.
It was all a ruse. It was a lie. You were taken in by sensationalist media.
Really a disgrace.
You know, people are blaming us for not vetting it, but I didn't have time to vet it, first of all. And second of all, we trusted you, the audience, who sent it to the Reddit.
This was reported on our Reddit by our loyal audience. We didn't think they wouldn't do the due diligence. In fact, I'm going to find out who was the person that put that originally up, and we're going to call them out publicly, and we're going to shame them into oblivion. I think they deleted the post out of shame, because obviously they should, because how dare they misinform our audience? How long has my camera been at half frame rate?
Is your camera? Oh, God, no.
Are you seeing
it's me? Doing the thing again.
Nah, it's fine. It doesn't matter. But what does it matter? The video is important to this. It's about the audio. It's about reporting the news. So anyway, there is not a Swedish sex championship. It was very realistic. There was a website. What else are we supposed to know?
I mean, in all fairness, like, major media outlets were covering it like it was a real thing. So they got hoaxed too. So the whole thing was blown out of proportions. People got excited about it. And now they're all just disappointed.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot of people in bed.
Well, this is saying that, oh my God, I got to individually disagree to all these. Oh, man, there's like 20 different things to. All right, save. Okay. This says European sex championship was suspended.
Oh?
Spanish representative talks of organizational failure. Quote, it was chaos.
Oh, so they failed proper planning. You know, like some other things that I've paid attention to recently that failed to properly figure out how to operate certain things and run properly so before you do them. You know, people that dive into things before they do the research and understanding on how to run an event.
Yeah. Are you trying to like circle
I'm
this
not
back
calling
into
you
a,
out.
Putting
no,
the
no.
blame on me or something? Like, anyway, OnlyFans actress and model saw that from the moment she landed in Sweden that there were doubts and uncertainties among her colleagues about the competition, and in the end it was canceled. That's what we're seeing here, and this is definitely probably true. Probably.
Maybe.
It might have all been a hoax.
Probably.
It might have absolutely been a hoax.
I feel like it probably was.
I play catch the lightning every once in a while. So I tie a coat hanger to my head.
Who are you competing against?
God. Hit me. Hit me, you bitch. Come on, hit me. You can't. You won't.
I have a friend who's actually been struck by lightning.
Well, he lost the game.
So the goal is to avoid getting hit by lightning.
Yeah, I'm not trying. I mean, that'd be easy. That'd be too easy.
But you named the game Catch Lightning.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's fun. It's like avalanche, you know. It's like, well, okay, there's an avalanche. But, all right, okay. I'll call it Don't Wake Daddy, because who's the biggest daddy of them all? And he's trying, I'm not trying not to wake him up. No, that's a terrible name. See what you've done?
Isn't that a video game?
Yes, it is. That's what I was referring to.
Oh,
this is awful. I like Catch the Lightning better.
I had a colonoscopy 2 weeks ago.
You had a colonoscopy? You had a camera up your ass?
Yeah. Yeah. It was my first ever colonoscopy. Just was because it? I was... it went smoothly. I was asleep during it.
How was it?
It's clean. No issues.
That's good. That's good.
But also concerns me because I had issues, which is why I had the colonoscopy and I got stuff checked. But it's very good that there was nothing there. They took a couple biopsies and those were clear. But it was one of those things where it's like when my tonsils swelled up. Mm-hmm. They still don't know why it was swollen and wouldn't go down. No steroids or anything. It just was, it's swollen. We don't know why. There's no bacteria. It's not infected. And that's what they left it as.
God, I'm reminded of a very familiar episode of Distractable called We're Getting Older. I'm wondering what could possibly be the cause of these mysterious ailments.
Oh, I don't know. I was doing the pre-show and post-show at Creator Clash, which is a story in and of itself. Not many people know that I came directly from filming to fly in the day of the event at a 6 a.m. flight and then leave. I had to get up at 4 a.m., go to a 6 a.m. flight, get over there. Amy and I both did. And then we get to the hotel, and then it's an hour until we got to go to the arena for the rehearsal. And then we're in there, and then we got to do the pre-show. And then we also had to stay the latest. So we were there earliest, latest. And then the next morning flight was also at 6 a.m.
Yeah, you were gone super early the next day.
Yeah, and we had to, it was still up until like 1 a.m. the night before because we just couldn't escape it. Funny thing about that, after the post show, they got us down from the crowd and then they were just like, all right, be free. And we were left, me and Sean were left wandering around inside the arena being like, where do we go? And everyone was already gone.
Are you serious? You were just you two alone in the arena?
Yeah, we were, well, not alone. They were breaking everything down. So all these other workers were there who were disassembling like the stage and the ring, getting all the chairs out of there and setting things up so it can be a hockey arena again. And we were just wandering around because we went to that VIP bar area in the back because that's where we were told. That's where Amy and our significant others were like, and friends were just like, yeah, we'll meet you there and then we'll all leave together. And we got there and we go through the doors into there. And there's no one there. And then the doors click and lock behind us. So we can't even go back in that way that we came in. And so we're just like, what do we do? And there was one dude that came around the corner. He was still cleaning up in there. And we're going like, hey, these doors locked. How do we get out of here? And he goes like, this door's locked? Oh, no. He just goes like, well, I don't really know. I gotta figure that out though, because I don't know how to get out now.
Oh my God.
And he was just an employee there. But we ended up going out through into the arena itself, and then we looped back around, and then we got to the back entrance that way, and that's where there were still buses there, so we got on there.
What is even this? Are you really busy, Mark, or are you too lazy to do it? I'm pretty sure movie editors are or should be more than one person.
I tried to read that and my brain just shut down because I couldn't understand what they were trying to say.
Excuse, are you saying that I can't edit a movie by myself? You are exactly the same as the people. There's a story about this because when I was on set, we were negotiating with the unions and the unions were like, okay, who's going to be editing this? And it's like, ah, the director is going to be editing. And they were like, okay, yeah, but who's going to be helping them? And it's like, no, the director's going to be editing it. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I highly doubt the director and the writer and the person acting in it is going to be editing it. And it's like, yes, because I love editing and I'm very good at it. So, of course, I'm editing it. And I know what I want, exactly. Yeah, and of course, like, Lixie and Marcus and Rachel can help assemble and organize, but at the end of the day, when it comes to creative decisions, there's no one more equipped to do it than me because I've been editing for over 10 years straight. I'm a better editor than you and almost everybody listening to this. In fact, I'm pretty sure that everyone except the editors that I personally know, I'm better at editing than you. Period. I'm willing to say that because I'm fucking amazing at it.
Good.
I am.
Good.
I am
be
really good.
Have that pride in your work.
Look, when you guys have edited over like probably got tens of thousands of hours of footage like I have, you can come crawling to me and say that you're good. But I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
I agree with you, so yeah.
Cool. Take that, Jacuzzi. Get out of here. Get out of here with your
bullshit. Get punched in the face.
If editing was a sport, I'd win. Gold medal.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary. Whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. You know, all those subscription websites, they just hide those charges from you. They're hidden and repetitive and you forget about them.
Oh, I know exactly which websites you're talking about. The ones that you like to go to.
You do? I've literally spent so long digging through my finances.
Rocket Money can help cancel your subscriptions.
You're saying Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings?
Absolutely, yes.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for me? Up to 20%?
Maybe. But for our listeners, definitely yes. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam.
Although no evidence has been found that Robert Burns was a curler, he certainly knew all about it, as the two stanzas from Tam Sampson's Elegy clearly demonstrate. And these are how they go.
Okay.
When winter muffles up its... when winter...
Do you want me to try? You okay?
When... I'm...
This is real, everybody. This is very real.
When winter muffles up his cloak,
okay,
and binds the mire like a rock, when to the lows the curlers flock, we gleesome speed. Why will they station at the cock? Tam Sampson's dead? Question mark? He was... He was the king of...
why is this so funny?
I gotta finish this poem, man!
Go, just finish it!
There's a whole other stanza!
Alright, go ahead. Go ahead. You got this. You got it. Oh no, he's gone purple. Come on, pull it together. I can't read. Oh, he's really gone. Yeah, I can't read it for you. Come down. Oh, wowee. Whoa, come on, go. All right.
He was the king.
He was the king. All right, okay. It's fine. Who knew that the world's funniest poem was here in Scotland all along?
He was the king of the core, to guard or draw or wick a boar, or up the rink like Genu soar in time o' need. But now he lags on death's hog score. Tam Sampson's dead.
Oh, God, so it wasn't funny at all.
It was a eulogy.
We were laughing at a eulogy. Jesus, I'm so sorry to whoever, really, someone out there, that was their favorite poem, and it meant so much to them, it helped them get over, like, something very sad, and here we are laughing our asses off of it, but very beautiful, anyway, continue.
Do I try and read it again without the...
No! We gotta move on.
All right, but Tinder, we brought it up earlier with
Tinder. Tinder, right.
The ratio of users is 75% male, okay, and 25% female in the U.S., so the competition is incredibly fierce for men to be able to catch the eye of the women on the app.
Okay.
If they're straight and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
In 2018, New York women had at least 200 men show up to meet her on a first date at Union Square Park. 200 men show up to meet her for a first date. She tricked them into participating in a Hunger Games style competition to win a chance to go on a date with her. The men raced each other, did push-ups, told her why they wanted to date her. The stunt turned out to be a social experiment. imaginably.
Course, yeah, sure.
But it shows just how tough it can be to find a date.
Honestly, you might meet your best friend at that. Honestly, I would be okay with that just because it'd be like 200 guys just suddenly impromptu game show that you're on.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of fun. I'm not opposed to that. Some people would probably walk and be like, oh, I'm just playing with me. This is a liar. I'd be like, hey, what's up, guys? Sure.
Hey, we seem to have similar interests. I don't know.
No,
what do
exactly.
You do?
That, no, I'm dead serious because there can only be one. So it's like, I wouldn't go into it with any realistic expectations. Like, I'm not going to win this, but hey, you know, what was I going to do that afternoon? And that's better than being stood up. By a mile, it's better than being stood up.
Honestly, that does sound like a lot of fun. Did she preface them to like bring workout clothes or like bring their bow and arrow to be like Katniss Everdeen? I'm gonna shoot that one.
Yeah, I hope there were like hay bales and stuff set up beforehand, like a snack table or something like that. But no, it sounds like a great time. If you just suddenly turn in a Saturday of like a maybe good bad date, you know, maybe get a kiss, maybe get laid too. Let's just have the Hunger Games all day long. Like, that sounds great. I'm super down for that.
Yeah. How have your fans created a home field advantage for you in life? And how would you use them to create a home field advantage for you in sport?
God, I don't know. I just like if fans started suddenly showing up at my home, I feel like that would be a bad thing. I wouldn't have
any
advantages
there. This is your
there.
Home field. It's not my your home. Field. It's LA, like when you were at VidCon.
They're all standing in my backyard, just staring ominously up at my windows. It's an advantage, they shout. Advantage, advantage. I just like
change faster.
I feel superior all of a sudden. God, it's like one of the weird things where I'm completely counterpointing every shot, but every time I go see a fan, it's not in my home. I go somewhere else. Look, I got nothing. I got nothing to give you, man. Right, give me right. The F. Just give me the F. Just fail me.
You have an F for being a fan of yourself.
I'm a fan of myself. You didn't talk about that.
You're playing a sport, Mark.
Okay, this is wild conjecture here.
This is wild conjecture.
Clear fantasy.
You're throwing in track and field.
Oh, okay. All right, sure.
You're taking revenge on that coach that told you you couldn't go to the regionals or whatever.
Right, right, right.
And you want to show him up. How would fans help you do that? How would you seep the energy from your fans?
Oof. They'd
would you make them yell
me?
And tell you, go, Mark? Would that make you get pumped?
What do I do in that situation? Do I go up to him? Because I imagine what you're asking me is like, I go up to all my fans. I'm being like, guys, I'm really feeling discouraged. Please cheer for me really loudly. Would that go over well?
Probably.
It's like when Jeb Bush, you know, the thing is like, please clap. You know, that's the situation that you're telling me. I don't feel very inspired by this home field advantage. I don't feel...
I mean, in all fairness, the most of the time when you went viral was when everybody was like, oh my God, Mark's in the hospital.
Oh yeah, no, that is true. But I didn't ask for that. I didn't make he pooped trend on Twitter. That's what they did. I don't ask for those things, and I don't feel good about it afterwards. And need I remind you, I'm in the hospital. I'm not home. What do you want from me?
In a 24-hour race, you'll probably have like three to five drivers in the car. And then, yeah, so you basically, based on your driver classification, that's what class you run in during the race. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it does, but also it doesn't. Is it how so, big is the car?
How big is the car?
Five people in the car? You no, said it's no. A two-door.
You got two people in the front with two steering wheels, and you just press a button.
No, that's what I'm imagining. Like, is that not what it is? How do you do it then?
Someone's holding on to the wing, you know?
That's what I was thinking. Like, are there, like, how many people? It's a clown car of race car drivers. That would be fun, though, because then you have to carry everything, everyone. They're not things. They're people. You have to carry everyone to the next place, and then you can only change out the next time. But how does it actually work?
So, basically, we're in the car one person at a time. There's,
how you said it sounded like
there's one steering wheel.
I learned that your car has two doors, four wheels, one steering wheel, and there's five people stuffed in the trunk. That's what I learned.
All with different steering wheels that you press a switch so the other person takes
No, they got to hold the steering wheel while they're stuffed in the trunk, and then you pull yours off, you hop in the trunk, and pop theirs on. It's really fun.
All right. Close your eyes.
All right.
You are a starving medieval peasant.
I'm very hungry.
Oh, and so hungry. But you love your
obviously
lord.
Obviously on the streets.
You're an English, my lord. English peasant. Oh,
he gives me a piece of copper every once in
English
a while.
English peasant!
Oh. My lord, give me a piece of copper so I can feed my family.
Peasant.
I love you.
Peasant.
I'm a poor peasant.
You wouldn't speak that nice if you were a peasant.
I'm a poor peasant. Could you spare a copper piece for me? My lord.
I said poor, not peasant, not diseased.
I don't want to. Please, I want food.
Oi, gov,
now give me the food, all right?
What the hell is happening to you? All right, this isn't working out. Open your eyes.
Okay,
oh, man. Okay, you see in front of you a wheel of cheese, right?
I steal it. I'm just grabbing it and running.
Hold on. Okay, all right, that's good.
You said I'm starving.
Yeah, okay, you steal it and run. Okay, you run up. There's a hill in front of you, and you're running up the hill. But the sheriff is after you.
I stole the cheese. Come back here, you filthy, diseased peasant.
No, if I come back to you, you'll just kill me. I'm going to... my cheese.
What part of England is he from? Oh, no, he sounds weird.
I'm from the poor part, that doesn't get food.
Well, there's a reason why we oppress those types. They're strange, those ones.
And so you run up to this hill. You run up to a hill called... Your name is Cooper, right?
Yeah, all right, I'm Cooper.
So you run up to a hill, okay? It's a steep hill near Gloucester. 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 Near Gloucester. So you run up this hill, and they're about to catch you. But you know the law back in front, because you aren't dumb. You're not a dumb peasant.
I'm just poor.
You know some things. You know that if you are in possession of the cheese at the time of capture, then you are liable for the crime. You are being illegal. But, thinking quickly, you realize you're on a hill. And if you get the cheese a minimum of 100 yards away from you, which is what the law dictates what that cheese has to be away from you for you not, it'd be impossible to get the crime, you see an opportunity. Because you know that this hill that you're on is exactly the slope. The hypotenuse of the slope is exactly 101 yards away. You see that the sheriff is behind you. He's a portly fellow. He's huffing and puffing. And you have only a certain amount of time to get it down. So you, thinking quickly, hurl the cheese as fast as you can down the hill. And it makes it. Just as the sheriff, hey, where's that you stop right there? And you're like, where?
I don't know why you're asking me to stop here, because I don't have any cheese or any possession of stolen materials.
Well, you talk real funny, but you show me where that cheese is or I'm going to slap you in irons.
Well, you're going to slap me in irons, are you? But, you know, I ain't got no cheese on me.
You talk smooth, do you? Well, wait a minute. How'd that cheese get all the way to the bottom of the hill?
I think a bird might have grabbed it.
Then wouldn't it be up in the air?
It seems like it was a pretty big, heavy wheel of cheese, so the bird must have lost control of it and dropped it down the hill.
I can't understand. I know what's happening.
Yeah.
You rolled that cheese, didn't you?
Come on, look at me. Do I look like that brightest fellow to be able to roll cheese? Or think to roll the cheese?
Yes.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
Damn. You got me, I think.
Anyway, long story short, that happened on May 29th.
What the fuck?
In 54 BC? I thought this was in the UK. Wait a minute.
I mean, where? It might have been before England was England.
Oh,
I read it in the wrong order. So the origin of cheese racing is unknown. I thought it started in Cooper's Hill in England. Turns out that's wrong.
No, it's not. God, I should read this thing.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids' session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
But Mark, we got to have the talk.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm ready.
We need to tell our audience, or tell you. Maybe I should just tell you what sex is, you know?
Yeah, we got to define sex.
It's complicated.
It's very simple.
It actually isn't. The dictionary style answer, very simple. Intercourse involving penetration of the vagina by the penis. Coitus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But then it also has intercourse that does not involve penetration of the vagina by the penis. And that's literally the tip of the iceberg when it comes to sex, right? There's not just one kind of sex. There's multiple. Solo sex, masturbation, you know, when you're taking care of yourself.
I don't think that qualifies.
Coupling, two people having sex with each other. Orgies, several people, hundreds, could be thousands.
Those don't exist.
All having sex with each other. The world record, by the way, is 500 people set in Japan in 2006.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Anal sex or butt stuff. Usually in...
The common scientific name for it, anal sex or butstuf.
Well, it either involves a penis going in someone's ass. There's also pegging, strap-ons, you know, toys. Different things can go in there.
You know, if anybody thought that this was going to be a classy episode, I'm glad that we're just like going into the most crass way to talk about this, which is like, I think it really sets the tone. I hope you're listening to this and or watching this with your parents in the room on full blast.
I hope you have your windows down, your blast. Blasting it with your heavy bass in your car.
Yeah. You're pulled up to a stoplight and it's just like, anal sex or butt stuff. Butt stuff. This person in this vehicle is listening to people talk about butt stuff. All right. Okay. We got that out of the way.
In Rochester, New York, you'll find Frontier Field. You'll find Fuckface Field, recently named Impregnation Field. It's home of the Raw Dog Red Wings, a minor league ball team. The field opened in 1969 and has served as a soccer, lacrosse, and baseball stadium over the years. Since its legs opened, stadium employees, especially the pound keeper and the hump house manager, have reported strange noises, lights turning on when no one is there, loud orgasmic noises, and dark stains on the bed sheets. There are a few theories and more than a few fantasies about how the stadium came to be haunted. There's unlubricated rumors that boners were found when building the stadium. But there's no rock solid proof that any boners, human or animal, were ejaculated during construction. The other theories are based on what buildings were erected on the land before the stadium was
erected. The site used to have several buildings, including a schoolhouse and a fuck mill. Before the fuck mill was fuck-mollished to build fuck-tier stadium, it was said to be haunted by the ghost of a porn star. And the old schoolhouse was probably haunted too. I don't think that it's a stretch to say if you build your endurance right on top of the hump pile of a haunted fuck mill, the ghost might stick his dick around and watch some games. Fuck Tier Field was even officially declared haunted by the local paranormal impregnations group back in 2004.
For the record, this is Rochester, New York, Frontier Field, Rochester Red Wings, which is a minor league baseball team.
What? I read all that. I don't know what you want from me. I did it exactly as requested. There's...
Well, Mark, it gets even dirtier because this is Pfister Hotel next.
Oh, no, not Pfister Hotel.
Located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Pfister Hotel opened in 1869. Over its years of operations, the hotel gained a reputation for being fucked.
I'm looking at the Free Solo Wikipedia page. I just read the most nonsensical sentence in the controversy section. I don't know if you've ever gone in.
Is there? No, I didn't know there was one. Now I'm going to open it right now. There's a controversy around Free Solo?
It's hilarious.
But I'm going to open it right now. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's some analysis from a Simon Fraser University professor of history and geography. Not a climber, apparently. But it makes me think that people buy in too much into what the story and what the movie and the emotions of the movie is. Because obviously a movie needs to have drama and it needs to have heightened emotion. And there's got to be risk and danger to it. And naturally there is. But it's just this quote at the end here is, Taylor echoes Benson Allott in the description of Honnold's challenges and risks throughout the film. Quote, make no mistake, we are watching the commodification of actuarial suicide. And I'm like, the fuck does that sentence even mean? Like, it's just like the most nonsensical things that people will say and try to analyze about what amounts to a very difficult and, yes, risky thing, but done in the most professional, safest way possible. Like, just because something's dangerous doesn't mean that it shouldn't be done, in my mind. And there are different levels of that, but that entirely depends on the person's ability and confidence in their own skill to do it. And so obviously you did it and it was filmed beautifully and the movie was crafted. And yet people can like take these weird opinions out of it that are in no way any part of the actual creative process. Like it,
no, it's funny you say that. So now I just pulled up the Wikipedia. I'm going to have to read this a length later. I'm like, so interesting. But so surprisingly, actually, his take there is not that far off sort of my personal opinion on some sports as well. Because like, I mean, throughout the film, actually, I don't know if you remember in the film Free Solo, there's this long rant. There's sort of like long, what do you even call that? Just like I give this sort of soliloquy, like I give this talk in the middle where I'm talking about like warrior spirit and like warrior culture sort of stuff. Like, you know, you have to be a warrior. It's slightly embarrassing for me to hear it now because that came from some climbing we were doing in Morocco. Basically, we were doing this like month of hard climbing and I was like by myself. Well, I mean, we were filming, but I was like staying by myself and all my downtime, I was watching this show, Spartacus, like some slave uprising. It's basically like Sex and Violence, like mindless television.
The HBO one.
Yeah, or no, it was like Stars or something, I think. Like, yeah, something like it was that, something like kind of trashy, but like kind of amazing. You know, it's like perfect mindless distraction when you're doing like a hard physical thing all day and then you go back to your room and you just watch people
is that
like fight.
I quote that all the time because it was like, just a Jupiter spreads cheek to ram cock in ass. Like, I just quote that all the time randomly to my friends and they have no idea what I'm talking about. Like, it's from this fucking weird, I can't even explain where it comes from.
So obviously, the locker room has an advantage. Build your perfect visitor locker room to make the most discomfort imaginable.
Okay, got it. First up, when the curtain, the door, there's no door. It's a curtain of ice cold water that blasts over them. So they have to walk into the locker room sopping wet. And we marketed it as like, look, it's a high speed shower. You get to the field more efficiently. And then as soon as they're in, they're doused with cold water. And then We have hyper jets just blasting them with air, and we're like, it's the drying system, but it's actually, oh, the heater on the dryer is broken, so it's like ice cold air that blasts them and saps their strength. Okay, there's not really a locker room, it's a locker pit, so they throw all their stuff into the pit in the middle, and then they can sit around the edge of the pit, and there's like unlimited seating. It's like, it's so utilitarian. And so there's actually one big TV screen, but it's on the ceiling.
Oh my God.
So people have to look at it like this, and they get a pain in their neck when they're just constantly looking up like that, right?
Oh my God. They walk out to the field like, ah.
I know, right? Yeah. And then there's one toilet. It's actually in the middle of the pit.
No stall walls or anything. No. Everybody watches.
Well, you build your own wall out of your goodies. And if they fall in the toilet, that's you didn't build your privacy wall good enough.
All right. We're sacrificial pooper in the center. Go.
You know how there's like in some news shows, there's like windows to the background to the street and you could see that? Well, it's great fan experience because the locker room is completely open with windows to fans. Everyone can see it in a perfect sphere around it. So from every angle, they can witness what the opposing team is going to do.
Talk about demoralizing.
No.
Do you give your fans like dry erase markers to write on the window?
Nope, they'll just have to come up with their own implements of writing. And then what we can actually do is actually we on the TV is just a looping video of every injury that their team has ever experienced. Like any teammate that's ever experienced an injury is playing on the TV above.
That would be terrifying.
So they can learn from their mistakes.
That's terrifying. That's like now I don't even want to play, which is very advantageous. That's smart.
Thank you. I'm available for hire.
I don't think many of those things would be past legal, but you know.
Legal. Legal schmeagle.
You know what else you could buy for $145 million?
A plane.
1.45 billion ladybugs. You could buy 290 million silkworms, 2.9 billion mealworms, 14.5 billion ants, 5.8 million tarantulas, and 72.5 million monarch butterflies.
So Baby Mark is going up to Mount Everest.
Yep, 29,032 feet.
Yeah, okay, all right.
The highest point on Earth.
Okay.
Okay. So it's about 357 trillion pounds of rock covered in ice, snow, and glaciers. Icy walls with valleys of deep snow below. Jagged ridges along the top of the summit. Sometimes giant crevices that shift and come out of nowhere and change as the glacial ice moves. So if you step in the wrong spot, you fall to your doom. You'll need to traverse all of this to get to the top, Baby Mark.
Okay.
The length of the trail you'll be following is just under 43 miles long.
Okay.
You'll be climbing parts of it multiple times while you're acclimating to the elevation. You got to train.
Uh-huh,
you
got
to get
okay.
acclimated to the hypoxic environment and the lower pressure.
All right. So, Sam, because Will is now departed, I want you to do something for me. Give me some wind, like just some cold, bitter wind. Now add in the sounds of like trees stretching and groaning. I know it's up in the mountain, there shouldn't be, but I think it adds to the environment, okay? Trees stretching and groaning, like really slow, deep creaks of wood and stuff like that. Now add another layer of wind to really like cut through like every once in a while, like, and then put in like if there's a sound that has any kind of snowfall in it, I don't really think that's really much of a sound, but just like make it feel like snow, okay? Cool. All right, now put a very soft crying baby. Really far, really low, just off in the distance. And I just want to hear this for a bit. That's sad. That's what you did, Tyler. I want you to think about it. That's what you did.
No. These are the gods of mountaineering. Coming
what?
Down. They're waiting for you at the top of the mountain. You must worship the gods of the mountains.
The one thing I know about all these gods of different sports is that they hate babies. They really hate babies. That's all I gotta say about that. They despise babies. Oh, you're doomed. Look at my rating and weep.
All right, I presume I go first, right?
You do seem to be white, so I think white goes first.
Ha!
Oh, yeah? What about this? Ha!
Oh, yeah? What about this? Ha!
Oh, yeah? What about this?
Oh, yeah? What about this?
Oh, you fool. You think I don't know what you're trying to pull? What about this?
Oh, you caught me. You caught me so good. Yeah.
Oh, really? Ah, you didn't think I saw that coming a mile away? Ha!
Oh my God, you did that to me.
I took that right from under you.
That's so much pain. So much pain. You know what? I'm going to copy you.
No! Oh yeah? Well, you didn't see this happening.
Oh, you're right. I didn't. But I did see this happening.
Oh no. I guess I'll just have to...
Oh, no! I was not expecting such a brilliant move by you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do I castle? How do I castle?
Oh, I think you gotta, like, move your king two spots to the right.
It's not letting me.
Oh, move it over onto your castle?
No, not working.
Maybe there's, like, some rule where you can't do it after a certain thing or something like that.
Oh, I know what it was. It was because if I did it, I would have been in check because the process of where your queen was.
You fool. All right. Blah, 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 blah. Alibaba, Alibaba. Yeah, yeah. You really thinking
you're
now?
You're in check.
Nope. Oh, am I?
Oh, no. You've fallen through into what I was worried about. Yeah.
Oh, if I've fallen through
into what I was worried about.
Into what might be a trap. Oh, yeah. Well, get ready to weep openly at this. Oh, wait.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
I planned it all along.
It was all a ploy.
All right. Well, get ready for a face full of
no, you couldn't have.
I could. You castled?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What can I do? Wait a minute. Hi-ya!
Oh my God, you've played my trap card. Hi-ya!
Oh yeah? Well, you've left yourself. Oh. Well, isn't this something? But you didn't expect that!
Oh!
Yeah, this is where it all falls apart for you.
You're so right. You're yes. So right. I can't even begin to tell you how right you are.
Show me. Tell me. Well, that's not that bad. It's not that bad. I don't know what you're cackling about. Hi-ya! Yeah, that's what I thought. I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're trying to do. But you won't get it. You know why?
Why?
Because of this!
Gosh, you're so right. I'm so shaking in my boots at what's about to happen.
You should be. You should be. You should be. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Wait a minute. No, for you. For you. Wait a minute.
What?
Isn't that...
Is that mate?
Is that checkmate?
Is it? No, it isn't.
Oh, you have one move. Now it's checkmate.
Now it's checkmate.
Rating's gonna go up so high.
No.
Yes. Learn why your move. Wait. Learn the why behind my moves. Yeah. Tell me, because I don't know the why behind my moves.
Tyler here always tells me stories about when he was playing. He said he definitely made me not want to play it because of these reasons. He said that when you're playing water polo, it gets so violent under the water, and so many people would just grab him by the scrot.
I didn't say so many people. I told you of one story in particular where people, where somebody grabbed my teammate. This was when I first joined water polo. It was sophomore year of high school. And my friend Riley Kurtz, we were playing a team that was notably played dirty, who we ended up beating in the state championship
my senior year, which is why we called it the Vengeance Tour. We were beating all the teams that beat up on us. Mm. But this guy had literally grabbed his testicles and squeezed. And my friend put him in a headlock and started like slamming him into the water.
Wow.
So my question is, do people play dirty at the Olympic level? Because I don't know, were there cameras underwater when at the Olympics?
There are, yes. Yeah. You're always going to have, in every sport, the dirty player.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, you look in basketball, like what was the guy who was talking to LeBron and saying,
Draymond,
you know,
Green?
Or Draymond. Right.
Oh, there's someone else.
But there was the other the guy before that, Dylan Brooks, I think. Brooks, oh, right?
Was it Brooks? Or was it...
From Memphis. I think that said, like, I poke bears or something.
Yeah, that might be it, yeah.
What I mean, look, you're always going to have those guys. Now, in water polo, yes, you're a little more exposed because all they see is what's above water. But as you get more comfortable and at a higher level, it really becomes almost impossible to grab, right? So, like, I played my entire career... I got grabbed twice, and they were when I was younger, by a dirty team at the Olympics. And I was picked on because I was the smallest guy in the world for five Olympics, or for four of the five. Never got anything grabbed down there because my hips were never down. Meaning, yeah. If my hips are down, it's like you and I standing face to face. Well, you can grab me. But if I'm like this and my hips are behind me, you can't grab me. The only thing you can do is grab my head, which would mean you're kicked out of the game.
Yep. Oh, really?
It's above the water.
If anything out of the water, you grab someone's head, you're out of the game, right?
Wow, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's the exclusion fouls, or the kickouts, as we'd call
it. He was talking about it. I wasn't listening. He did a whole primer on water polo for me, and he explained it all, and I listened half the time. I swear.
You were also really tired that day, in all fairness.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah. But also, it was, the way he was describing it was really boring. I'm just kidding.
Fuckface Field is true.
I want to read Fuckface Field is true.
All right, let me find the crossover.
This one wasn't even copied in. Hold on. I gotta go back. Oh! Wow, this is incredible. I gotta admit, they're right. It's a photograph where I definitely said that it's not Frontier Field, it's Fuckface Field. And my God, there is a picture that definitely is real of Fuckface Field. That's incredible. And there's ghosts.
By the way, even better, if you Google Fuckface Field, it pulls up the subreddit.
That's evidence in and of itself.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. It's right there. You go on images and you're good to go. Boom.
Well, that's simple. I got to see it.
Uh-huh.
Well done. Well done.
All right. Tell me why I should care. Well, I can't wait. I love this. I have so many friendship bracelets. I can't wait.
All right. So there's speculation before all of this came out that this was all a publicity stunt.
It's America's royal couple now, Mark.
What? How do you know about that? How do you know? What do you mean? I don't know. Why did I wake up this morning? Why did that have to happen to me? Why did I have to experience the day that is today and have it end with this travesty? This is horrible, and I object to this. I jacuse myself so that I can be banned from this podcast.
Anyway, you're all recruited into our research efforts. You are now part of the sex sport investigation team.
Also known as SPIT, sex sport investigation team. You're part of SPIT, where we are morally opposed to swallow, which is like sex will always lick lemons. Oh, wow. We don't want to be part of swallow.
Sex will always love long time.
That's swalt. Sex will always last longer. Oh!
On wetness.
No, wait. Sex will always last longer. Oh, whoops. That's swallow.
The way I would have thought of spit is it's a natural lubricant in sex anyway, so it had nothing to do with the spit or swallow debate, but the natural lubricant that is the human saliva. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of Go!